An FBI raid on his personal lawyer's office cut close to home for Donald Trump, prompting an angry reaction from the president at the White House last night at a meeting with military officials.
Why don't I just fire Mueller? Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens. But I think it's really a sad situation when you look at what happened. And many people have said you should fire him.
Joining me is Jimmy Garule, a professor at Notre Dame Law School. Jimmy, how big an escalation was this raid for the Justice Department?
Well, it's significant. There's no question about it. And first of all, it's very rare. It's quite unusual for the Department of Justice to authorize a search warrant of an attorney who is the legal representative of someone who is under investigation by the Department of Justice. So, again, it's very rare.
It's rare, but this was done, from what we know, by the book?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. You know, first, I think it speaks well of Special Counsel Mueller because he apparently came across evidence of a potential crime, and he believed that evidence was outside of the scope of his mandate with respect to investigating the Russia meddling in the 2016 election. And rather than investigating it himself, he brought it to the attention of the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and it was Rod Rosenstein that referred the matter to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. So it was actually the federal prosecutors in Manhattan that conducted the search warrant.
Does this say anything about Mueller making strategic moves to help preserve his investigation? Even if Trump removes him, might the U.S. Attorney in Manhattan be involved now?
Well, I think he's certainly very cognizant of his credibility and preserving his credibility, and that whatever he ultimately concludes, whether he decides that crimes have been committed or crimes have not been committed, the public is going to have to buy in on this, and that's going to turn in large part on whether or not he has credibility with respect to the way that he's conducted his investigation. And I think this actually weighs in favor of Mueller because it shows, again, that he's adhering very closely to his mandate, the formal authority that he's been given, and he's not exceeding the bounds of that authority.
What does it tell you that Rod Rosenstein, who has been under so much pressure for so long from President Trump, and it seems as if, you know, we talk about Mueller being dismissed, and in that we always talk about Rod Rosenstein being dismissed. What does it tell you that he said, okay, we're going to take this and we're going to send this to the Southern District?
Well, what it tells me is that he's a prosecutor that's adhering to the rule of law and that he's not capitulating to political pressure. So, despite the harsh criticisms by President Trump of Rosenstein in the public forum, aired publicly, he's doing his job. And so, if he believes that there's evidence of a crime, then he's investigating that evidence rather than kowtowing to political pressure by the president, and he shouldn't do that.
So it seems as if, as from everything we've said and learned, that this is a separate investigation. But could there be information that is found in the attorney's office that helps Mueller?
There's no question about it. And so I think that President Trump is vulnerable in two important ways. I mean, first, with respect to the now ongoing investigation out of the Manhattan prosecutor's office regarding Michael Cohen, certainly during that investigation, they could uncover evidence that implicates that it's incriminating of the president. And that's not far-fetched considering the fact that Cohen portrays himself. He's very proud of the fact that he's the so-called fixer for the president in terms of fixing any problems that confront President Trump. And so certainly there could be information discovered during that investigation that implicates the president. But perhaps even more dangerous in terms of exposing the president to even graver legal jeopardy, and that is the president's reaction to all of this. Because if he overreacts and he fires Rosenstein, if he overreacts and he fires Mueller, and then we've got the Saturday Night Massacre situation being replayed today, and that could result potentially in impeachment efforts against the president.
Let's just discuss briefly a Saturday Night Massacre situation. How many people would he have to fire? Would he also have to fire the head of the FBI?
Well, he would start, if he wants to get rid of Mueller, again, the special counsel statute authorizes the deputy attorney general to fire the special counsel for cause. And so that would be Rosenstein that would have that authority. So if Rosenstein refuses to do that, then the president could fire Rosenstein, and then he would have to replace him. And so the question would be, who would Rosenstein be replaced with? And then the president would order that person to fire Mueller. What if that person refuses to do so? And then it could continue down the chain of command in that fashion. Or maybe the other option would be for the president to fire Sessions and then try to get a new attorney general in place that wouldn't be recused from the Russia investigation. But the problem with that is that it's going to be very difficult, I think, if that occurs, if Sessions is fired, to get the Senate to confirm a new attorney general.
And he did criticize Sessions yesterday as well, and his feelings about Sessions seem to seesaw back and forth. But we're out of time, Jimmy. I thank you so much for being on. That's Jimmy Garule, professor at Notre Dame Law School. And also, just to mention that today we've seen some tweets from Trump advisor Roger Stone, former Trump advisor Roger Stone, saying, time to fire the FBI director.